It's Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. It's time now for our Tavern Tuesdays series. We're partnering with the Wisconsin Historical Society and Old World Wisconsin to bring you stories about beer and brewing in our state. We'll be sharing these histories leading up to the grand opening of the Old World Wisconsin's new brewing experience. The history of brewing in Wisconsin is predominantly white-centered, but in the late 1960s, two black men left their mark on the state's brewing industry. Edward McClellan created a black-owned beer brand and contracted with a company in West Bend to brew their beer. Ted Mack, along with his business associates from the United Black Enterprises, purchased and ran the first black-owned brewery in Wisconsin. Today, we'll hear from a number of people about their legacy and impact on the beer industry in Wisconsin. We'll hear first from Dave Driscoll, the curator of economic history at the Wisconsin Historical Society. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mallory Chang.
So we're talking about a couple of collection items that are significant in our state's brewing history, and both of them are from two black brewers, one of them their own brewery, one of them their own brand. So let's start with the Black Pride beer can that was brewed in West Bend, Wisconsin. It was a brand that was run in the late 1960s by a man named Edward McClellan, who was based out of Chicago. So what was their story? What was their brand about?
The Black Pride beer, we have one can from the company in the collection that was brewed by West Bend Lithia Company in West Bend, Wisconsin, which has been around, I think, goes back before Prohibition, but certainly resumed production in the 30s. And like many breweries, small kind of regional breweries in the 60s and 70s, they were getting really stiff competition from the national brands, you know, Miller, Budweiser, and Schlitz, and they were kind of trying to figure out new angles, new markets. At the same time, there's a group of Chicago African-American business people who thought that brewing industry was an avenue for black economic self-sufficiency. They kind of saw that African-Americans drank a fair amount of beer, and the money was leaving the community and going to white brewers. So they thought that they could maybe create a brand by and for black people. So they created the Black Pride brand. Got a pretty distinctive can. It's kind of a two-tone bronze and gold, and there's sort of a lion on the front. They kind of had this idea, and then they were looking for a brewery to brew the beer and package it for them. And West Bend Lithia was the company that they struck a deal with. So this was brewed in Wisconsin by a, you know, longstanding Wisconsin company that was at the same time making its regular brands. So that was one of the kind of business models, to create a brand that was brewed on contract and market it in black communities.
Another beer can in the collection is from the People's Brewing Company. And the People's Brewing Company was based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And in the late 1960s, Ted Mack, along with his business associates from the United Black Enterprises, based in Milwaukee, purchased the brewery. What was their story? How did they end up in Oshkosh?
In this case, a guy named Ted Mack had been an executive with Pabst Brewing Company in Milwaukee. He was a Marquette graduate. After the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed, he was hired by Pabst because they had an extremely white workforce and they needed to bring themselves into compliance. So they hired Mack to oversee that process. And in his maybe 10 years or so there, he got a look at lots of other sort of brewing processes. He wasn't just an HR guy. He was a production manager too. So he also, at the time, was inspired by some of the same economic self-sufficiency ideals that the Black Pride group was. In his case, maybe because he came from inside the brewing industry, he thought the thing to do was own a brewery. His group of investors, Mack's group, was United Black Enterprises. They first attempted to purchase the Blatz Brewery in Milwaukee. And Blatz had been purchased by Pabst and was then kind of involved in the 10-year antitrust kind of legal wrangle. And eventually, the courts told Pabst that they had to sell the Blatz Brewery. And Mack's coalition wanted to buy it. But They made an offer. The Heilman Brewery of La Crosse offered more, and the judge in the case did not give Max Group the opportunity to meet or exceed that higher bid. And then their plan B was to buy the People's Brewery.
And the People's Brewery in itself was a long-standing local establishment in Oshkosh that was founded in the early 1900s by community members that wanted to create a cooperative brewing venture for the people of Oshkosh. What was the reaction from community members in Oshkosh to Ted Mack and the United Black Enterprises buying the brewery?
People's Brewery was one of those kind of small regional breweries that was in financial difficulties in the late 60s. You know, breweries had been closing nationwide from the 50s, 60s, 70s, basically because they couldn't compete with Budweiser, Schlitz, Miller. So when United Black Enterprises approached them, their stockholders were pretty enthusiastic about selling. Mack got the brewery and basically didn't change all that much. They kept the same brewmaster, the same recipes, the same staff, the same distributors, but it didn't really go that well for a couple of reasons. There were sort of some internal pushback. There were sort of rumors that, you know, they changed the recipe to make it cheaper, that they were going to fire all the white workers and hire black workers. There was a sort of boycott by all the taverns in town, take them off their taps. And most of that was baseless. So that was racist pushback. But they also had a challenge of selling this beer, which had been just a Oshkosh kind of regional beer, and convince black consumers in Milwaukee, Chicago, or Gary that they should buy it because it's a black business.
And eventually, what happened to the People's Brewery? Is it still around in Oshkosh?
So People's closed eventually altogether. Much of the money for that came from a Small Business Administration loan. And Mack was hoping that part of that loan would kind of provide connection so that he could sell beer to the military. So it would be kind of a government contract part of that. But the military wasn't interested in carrying sort of an obscure regional brand. Black Pride also struggled in getting sort of distribution and sales, but they were kind of tied into a brewery that was already kind of on thin ice. And West Bend Lithia closed, I think, in 72, not because of anything to do specifically with Black Pride, but with the rest of their brands. So Oak Park Brewing Company in Sacramento, recently, I think in 2021, relaunched the People's Beer. And that was explicitly done because of the connection to sort of black brewing history. And I think they were probably very aware of their role in the sort of very white brewing industry. We kind of were looking for black history parallels and inspirations and so on. And got in touch with the Mack family, Ted Mack's, and then started brewing it in California.
And I did get a chance to chat with Raj Little and Jeff Scott from the Oak Park Brewing Company, and along with Ted Mack's son, Ted Mack II. Raj and Jeff, you both own and run a brewing company based in Sacramento, California, and you all are brewing Mr. Mack's father's beer, the People's Beer, there in Sacramento. Why did you all want to start brewing People's Beer?
I was just always curious. I was like, man, what were the black breweries back in the day? You know, where were they at? Who owned them? You know, what type beers were they making? And Mr. Ted Mack, he was the first person that I keyworded on the internet, and it popped up. Never in a million years would have thought that I would be working with his son and his family to tell his story. 300-400 years ago, even back in the days of old, thousands of years ago, we were doing this. You know, we were brewing beer, we were making wine, we were doing meads, you know, we were doing everything. So the history is not told. It's suppressed. You know, we're just looking to educate, create, and have fun. At Oak Park Brewing Company, we're all about the ABCs, art, beer, community. out of the gate, one of the co-owners wanted to do something like the People's Beer. But we were like, hey, let's reach out to the Mac Estate and see if they would want to do a collaboration. They made the connection with our connect. And next thing you know, it turned into a whole different monster. So it went from a collaboration into like a journey. You know, so we're just trying to share Mr. Mac's legacy with People's Beer.
Yeah, and Mr. Mac, I just want to know, what was that like to see your father's legacy in physical form like this?
On the 50th anniversary of my father buying People's Beer, it was relaunched in Sacramento, California by Oak Park Brewery. And he would have been so proud because the team is how he envisioned. Because when he went to Oshkosh, they thought that he was going to fire all the white folks and hire all black folks. But my father says they know how to run the company as long as they're, because he said money is green. It has a green color. It's not white or black. It's green. And if they know how to do their job, I'm going to let them do their job. And he said this, I'm not going to cuss on NPR, but he said, I'm going to run this decaf company. And he ran it, you know. And, you know, to see the legacy carry on with these guys and the type of people they are, it's like a family.
Do you remember growing up when your father ran the People's Brewing Company in Oshkosh? And what was that like for you to see your father creating a legacy that is still continuing today? What was that like as a young child and reflecting on that now?
My father was a bigger-than-life figure to me. I remember I wrote, one of the teachers had us write about your hero, you know. And you know who I wrote about? My dad. When we went up to Oshkosh, we were the only black family there. And that was quite the experience. It's exactly as you imagine. You know, people who were just nice. And there's people who were just evil, you know. And, you know, you just handle what you had to handle. And you keep on, you know, a lot of the community was white. So when they saw my father buying this brewery, you know, the people that had the negative feelings toward him put out lies. And out of his 19 buyers of the product, distributors, all of them quit, just dropped the product because he had it. So my father said, you know what? When the going get tough, I send me. And so he went out personally to meet each and every one of them and talk to them. And he got 18 of them back. That's what the kind of man he was. He was such a nice guy. He was a tough guy now. Don't get me wrong. He was a tough individual. But he was a friendly guy. No matter what color, everything that my father accomplished. And I thought he was this huge guy that, with this huge presence that had shoes I could not wear. But I wasn't aware that planted in me was seed that would allow me to walk my path. And I'm just very thankful to see the legacy grow. And this legacy that we are continuing is our chapter.
Raj and Jeff, I'm wondering too, like from your side as brewers, what does it mean for you to continue Mac Senior's brewing legacy?
It's an honor. I mean, we are very fortunate and privileged that Mr. Mac and his estate allowed us to bring this beer back and revive it and bring it back to the masses. We have had a fairly good outreach from people in Wisconsin. People have been mailing us people's memorabilia, people's bottles, cans. We had several people come in from Oshkosh to the brewery, check out our people's room. We have a whole room in the back where we're sitting that's dedicated to Mr. Mac Sr. And it really resonates with people. The name alone, it's called People's Beer, right? It's about people, right? We're all people. We should all get along. We should all be good people. That's like what it's all about, right? And beer is a avenue to bring people together.
Yeah, man, what Jeff said. So, you know, it's definitely history in the making, the rebirth of People's Beer. And we're hoping to just share the full story, you know, so the 50th anniversary recognizes Mr. Mac's ownership, but there's more. There's 50 years before that. You know, so on our end, we you know, eventually want to tell the full story so we can get all of these pictures and information that's being suppressed and share it with people.
Dave Driscoll is the curator of economic history at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Raj Little and Jeff Scott are the co-owners and brewers at Oak Park Brewing Company, based in Sacramento, California. And Ted Mack II is the son of Ted Mack, who operated the first Black-owned brewery in Wisconsin. They all spoke with Lake Effect's Mallory Chang for our Tavern Tuesday series. Tavern Tuesdays is a partnership with the Wisconsin Historical Society and Old World Wisconsin. The grand opening of Old World Wisconsin's brewing experience will be in June. You can learn more about our Tavern Tuesday series at WUWM.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.